Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
On the line, we should have James Metcalf. Hello, James.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Now, you are James Metcalf, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
How long have you been James Metcalf?
Indeed.
Hello, James. It's nice to talk to you.
31 and a half years.
Good grief.
No, you're officially over halfway on your journey from the Isle of Wight to Germany, aren't you?
I am. So, yes, I passed the halfway mark earlier this week.
Brilliant.
And I've now only got 267 miles to go.
Oh, a breeze.
Wow. To Germany. Yeah,
wow,
simple.
That's fabulous.
How are you feeling?
Achy, tired, mentally struggling a bit.
Okay.
But keeping powering on, carrying through.
It's amazing you're doing, James. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much. It is fantastic. And I get to see some of the beautiful countryside.
And take it in, absorb it, because you're walking through it rather than driving through. So,
yeah, exactly.
What are some of the highlights so far?
So some of the old ruins that I've seen on the route, especially going through France, there was a wonderful abbey that's probably about, 50 metres tall, but only one wall standing. That was absolutely stunning. Seeing the coastline as I come over, Normandy, and then the canals through the Somme were lovely as well.
Beautiful.
At the moment, I'm walking through a lot of forest, just forest after forest after forest at the moment.
Well, when you get to Germany, be careful of those black bears, won't you?
Yeah. Well, it's the wolves as well.
Oh, I love wolves. They're fine.
Yes. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Have you seen them? Have you actually been seeing them up close?
No, not at all. No, most wildlife seems to run when I come along.
And how's your own bear getting on with the journey?
Yeah, so I've got a little freshwater independent lifeboat teddy bear with me called Freshy, named by the followers on my Facebook page. I think it was actually you that named it, suggested Freshy, didn't you?
Probably, yes.
It sounds pretty much like Kitty, yes.
Yeah, so he's doing well. He's got a different view every day. I move him around my bag and around my pack, so he's fine. His legs aren't hurting that much.
Oh, bless him. And how are your legs holding up?
Different aches and pains every day. But that seems to be what it is at the moment, a lot of just aches. But like I said, they move around the body and around the legs, so it's all right at the moment.
Has it been quite flat, or have you had to negotiate some pretty steep terrain since you've been
out there? So going through the Somme and the first bit was fairly flat, but kind of when I got to part way through France and into Belgium and now into Germany, it's quite steep. So today I'm going up 1,875 feet of elevation.
Ouch.
And then on Monday, I've got my biggest, hardest day, which is 20.6 miles and 2,500 feet of elevation.
Wow.
So how many miles are you averaging on an average day?
So it varies. So it's between 12 and 20. But it's just basically where the pickup points are along the route, because I don't want to be stranded at the end of the day in the middle of the countryside and have to hike back to a road. So some days are shorter than others. So today is 17.7, tomorrow is 12.7, and then Monday is the big one on 20 plus miles.
So how's your support holding up?
My dad is driving the support van. And we haven't killed each other yet. It's going all right. He's actually moved out into the awning rather than in the van sleeping, because the clash of our snoring wasn't doing us either any good.
Was it with that case that the van was actually shaking at times?
No, definitely not.
The thing is, though, with your long walk, You must be so proud of yourself.
Yeah, so it is quite an achievement. I think when I hit a halfway mark, it was definitely a proud moment to go. It's a big milestone. I've never walked this far in my life. Probably never will again.
Never say never.
Who knows what the next challenge might be. But yeah, so it is a fantastic thing. But it does take the toll on you. Especially this week being Mental Health Awareness Week as well.
Absolutely.
It does make you stop and kind of evaluate things in your life and make you know what you're thankful for in life as well.
I suppose being in a forest, though, when you've got all that natural sound around you and nothing ambient, that's reconnecting with nature in a way, and I'm sure that would sort of seep in and help with any kind of stress that you might be having at the moment.
Yes, it definitely does. You don't have much else to think about apart from the birds singing and putting one foot in front of the other. So
beautiful.
It does make you think about lots of other things, and it makes you realise the worthwhile causes that you're doing it for.
Indeed. Now, your worthwhile causes are two fabulous organisations. Do you want to tell people about that?
Yes. So the two causes are Freshwater Independent Lifeboat, which helps people on the kind of southwest side of the island, which I'm part of the crew for. And they do fantastic work. They're all self-funded as well, so hopefully this will help towards their new building that they're currently building. And the other cause is the Lilly Foundation, which helps people with mitochondrial disease, which is where your cells and your body don't develop properly, or they're run down. And my nephew's best mate, little Teddy, he suffers with it. He's the only one in the UK with his particular type, and he's from the island. And his mum and dad do a fantastic job about raising lots of money for their local charity, which is Team Teddy. But the Lilly Foundation supports them on a much wider level, and they're looking to find a cure for it as well. So they're both very worthwhile two charities that are close to my heart.
Brilliant.
So in terms of your fundraiser, how can people donate to your fundraiser if they so wish?
So I've got a Facebook page where I'm uploading all my content for, so you get daily updates and kind of get to know where I am. So that's Metcalf's Journey on Facebook. On there, there's a live tracker, so you can see where I am when I'm walking. And there's also a link to my Give Wheel page, which is currently, there's 3,700 in the pot there, and then another £750 in gift aid as well. So
brilliant.
We're about £4,500 in now.
An inspiration that must be to keep going as well. So it's fantastic.
Yes.
Just a very silly question in a way, but when you were walking through the Somme, was there any kind of deep kind of, not connection, but feeling like a quietness when you were walking through there?
Yeah, so there was definitely certain bits. When you're walking along some of the marshland, the Somme's very flat, so it's very open, and it's quite sparse between different towns, so you are walking through just quietness a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But the whole way along the route, I've seen different parts of our history in the world wars. Mm-hmm. That have been really interesting. So on the beach just before, just after I left Normandy, there's this great big fort where the sand has washed out from underneath it, and it looks like the fort's just literally fallen from the skies.
Good
and
grief.
Has just landed on the beach. So that was absolutely incredible to see.
Wow.
And it makes you realise that what we built can actually last a long time, and the nature around it will actually disappear.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much for speaking to us today, James, and we hope to catch up with you next week, if that's all right.
Yes, I've only got 3 more weeks to go.
Indeed, and we'll podcast it for you, as usual.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Wishing you all the best.
Yeah, make sure you eat and sleep.
Indeed. And watch out for the midges.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you for speaking to me.
You're very welcome. Take care.